I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with reporter Sally Keston of AVL Watchdog. Sally, as always, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
So your latest story touches on what is one of the biggest lightning rods in Asheville and Buncombe County politics, and that is the Tourism Development Authority, and in particular, its advertising. You looked at what's happened here during the pandemic, how they've been advertising or not advertising, and what sort of their plan is. So what's really the latest with what the TDA is doing regarding advertising Asheville as a tourist destination?
So the TDA stopped advertising at the beginning of the pandemic and then launched this video that in May that really wasn't, they call it a call to action, but it really wasn't advertising to bring tourists back. But they did start a campaign to do that in July. And it was social media only, and it was designed to target people that live within a 300-mile radius of Asheville, so people who could drive here for a long weekend or a few days, and they were able to filter down and target specific groups of folks based on disposable income, and more importantly, people who had answered statements indicating that they were conforming or would obey rules and therefore comply with the mask-wearing requirement here. So that was the target audience, and they started these ads on Facebook and Instagram on July 9th, and they were monitoring the data, the trends of COVID-19 in these market areas. They excluded some of the big metropolitan areas right off the bat, like Atlanta and Charlotte, because they had too high of a caseload of virus. But as they went through, just in a very short period of time, within 5 days, most of the counties that they were targeting had such an increase in cases that they pulled the plug on the whole campaign. So it started on July 9th and it stopped on July 14th.
One of the things that would make that very controversially here locally is that in Western North Carolina, sort of boxed in by three states, Tennessee, Georgia, and South Carolina, that have seen increases in COVID-19 cases. So why did the TDA decide these were the areas that it was going to focus its advertising in to get people to come here to Asheville and to Buncombe County at a time when the tourism industry was obviously sagging?
The thought was that people are too reluctant right now in their travel plans to get on a plane, that still is considered unsafe by a lot of people. But the people who would be willing to maybe travel just to get away would be those who could drive here. And so that was the rationale, that let's target people who could get in their car and get here within 6 hours. But yeah, you're right. The states around us, and of course here in North Carolina and in Buncombe, the cases have been really increasing, and that trend kind of coincided right with the launch of this ad campaign. In fact, on the very day that they started this campaign, Dr. Mullendore, the director, the public health director, called the increase in cases here in Buncombe, said that they were rising at an alarming rate.
So now that this has stopped, it's been about 2 weeks since they stopped that. What is the TDA looking at going forward regarding its advertising?
Well, they do plan to resume advertising. And, you know, their dilemma is the businesses are open here. The economy is open again, and not all businesses are, but they're open or partially open, and they really need customers more than just the local base. And particularly now, because the summer months are when a lot of businesses really depend on, you know, increased sales, and that's going to hold them through the winter months that tend to be a lot slower. So, you know, they're trying to balance this. How can they help the local businesses and bring more people in, but at the same time, you know, not introduce more disease into Buncombe County. So the plan at the moment is to resume advertising at some point. They're talking about maybe in 4 weeks. But the other interesting thing that happened with this ad campaign was that they had not anticipated is it touched off this tremendous debate over mask wearing. It had nothing to do with the campaign about, hey, come to visit Asheville and we're safe, we wear masks. It just turned into this ugly debate about mask wearing that we're seeing all over the place. So that happened. So whatever they're going to do in the future, you know, whether they resume this campaign in a month or later, depending on what the trends are of caseload at the time. They're not going to do it in a way that allows a platform to people for people to use it to start dissing on each other about whether you should wear masks.